Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God, lovelies. It has been a while, yes, I know. But guys, y'all know we like to get straight into the point, to the purpose. So it dropped in my spirit that many are called, but few are chosen. I want to laugh about this one, though, because people, humans are very funny and selfish. Why I say that? Because people really tend to praise God the most because of material things. I understand God can make a way for you to have things. But that's why he said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall worry about itself. He also tells that I am the Lord thy God. But how serious can people be? Did God say seek him with your house, your cars, your husbands, your clothes, kids, wives, families, shoes, your groceries? Did he say seek him in those ways or through those things? Through stones and rocks and the sun and the moon? Or did he say Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart? This is why I laugh. The devil is even running through the winds and letting people know in such a lack of understanding. And why I say a lack of understanding is because people really think a blessing is a car. You have a car, thank God, you know. What are you doing in that car? Are you only just going to work or going to families, going to clubs, parties? What are you doing? What is that? What is the purpose for that vehicle? If God provides a way, there will be a process. It's not just, oh, you got a house and you're not homeless no more, so you can lilygag and be foolish and get into relationships and friendships that just keeps your mind in bondage. No. He bless you with that place so you could pray, study, seek with all your heart. That's when you will find God. He said, you will seek me and find me when you seek with your heart. And not even your all your heart. All your heart. Then the Lord also said, seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry day in a thirsty land where no water is. Even God's servants, through God's spirit, were letting us know that seeking God is all within. You cannot seek God with material things and call it a blessing. Nowadays, people are seeking God with stones and rocks, and they don't even know that their eyes are just being closed even more. But God says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Delight yourself in the Lord also, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The desire of your heart should be all about the Lord. All about the Lord. But people will literally give up on God because the house didn't come yet, or because the car didn't come yet, but you want healing? But the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. God said, I will give you a new heart, a clean heart. That's the healing. He will wipe away those tears. If you are seeking with the right posture of your heart, everything will come if your heart's motive is right. If your heart aren't on the things of the world, but is on God, your gaze, your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, your soul is being fed with everything pertaining to the Father. Even by prayer, fasting, supplication, earnestly being fervent in spirit. Listen, people. I really feel a rushing in my spirit concerning this, because people love to get happy when it's time to receive money or material things. But what about the heart of yours? Are you still struggling inside but look like you're okay on the outside? God can definitely make a way and show you that he's making a way. Show you that he's the one that's making the way. But sometimes you could get blessed with things and lose them. Why though? Because do you know who you serve?